Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad I'm back. So tonight, Dr. Allen and I missed last week together, but my daughter Sarah was on the air, and I hear she did a terrific job, but I'm glad to be back. And I want to remind you of our call-in number, 323-203-0815. Dr. Allen. You're live. Yes. You're live on the air.
Good. I'm ready to work. Only work is not work if it's fun. Therefore, I'm ready to play.
All right. Well, let's play, because guess what? We already have a caller, and I love that, because, you know, we're on from 4 to 5:50 now. And so, caller, are you there? You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I am, and I do.
Awesome.
So I'm in an interfaith relationship going towards marriage, and I am concerned about the pitfalls that happen when you are raising a child and the parents have different faiths. So
I want to confirm this. You said interfaith, so you are of two different belief systems.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, one Christian and one I would describe is probably how Pat describes herself. Sort of like, I'm this, that, everything I believe in, everything I'm got, you know, I respect all these religions and they all have good things to say. He's sort of like that, but he grew up Hindu, from what I've learned from my other Hindu people in my circles, they also kind of have that feeling of acceptance and everything of everybody. But they're not saying there's one God. And so the confusion is, I'm a Christian, and he has no problem with me going to church, me taking our future child to church like twice a month. He doesn't want Sunday school. He doesn't want to force his child to do anything, that sort of thing. So then the question is, okay, all the tools, which Pat and most other psychologists will teach, would not apply with a child, because you're going to have parents having two different responses. So, for instance, if I said, oh, well, you know, it's your right not to go to church, but then that means you can't have dessert or whatever for tonight or whatever it is, whatever the negotiation is, right? Well, then the dad says, well, why doesn't dad have to go? And what, I want to stay home with him and that sort of thing. Is do you just let that go because you have a great man otherwise, or do you have a way of dealing with that?
Is it a deal breaker for you? Is it a non-negotiable? That's the first thing.
Well, it was. And then you have said to many of my friends and colleagues that that's an awful reason to give up a man.
That it's what?
I may be paraphrasing. You said it's not a good reason to give up a guy. You said good luck being a spinster. I'm paraphrasing, but
any reason is good enough if it's a deal breaker. Are
okay.
You a mother, or are you married? Are you married yet?
No, we're on. This is right before engaged.
Are you living together?
No. This is all, it's all something he wants to make the decision like this week. And he said, I know this is an issue for us and I want to get it clear before we move any further.
And it's your child. And how old is your child?
No, a future child. Like, we are planning on having a child together.
What is the child?
No, we would get married and have a child.
Oh, I see. You don't have a child at this time.
Correct. Correct. Future child.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask again. Are you a mother first and a wife second? or a wife first and a mother second?
Wife first. And
if you're a wife first, then he would outrank the child's permissions if you want to be a wife.
Right. So what I've seen and heard from my married friends is the kids put you against each other.
I'm just trying to avoid Are they a licensed marriage family therapist?
No, and that's why I'm calling you, is to know how to deal with this when it pops up. And if it's something that can be dealt with.
I'm doing it right now. So far, you've said that you want to be a wife first, right?
Yes.
And that means you want to be cherished by your husband.
Correct.
And you want him to feel respected.
Yes.
So we're going to have you raise your right hand, please.
Yes. Yes.
I promise. On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect my future husband.
To respect my future husband.
Unless I have to call the police.
Unless I have to call the police.
A doctor.
Or a lawyer.
A lawyer first. You've heard me do this, haven't you?
Of course.
But you didn't know it applied to everything.
No, I understand that. I have not been a mother before, and I don't want to jump in blindly because his idea is everything's going to work out fine. Don't worry about it. And
I've got news for you. It'll work out fine. Are you respecting him now?
Yes.
Has he asked you to do anything immoral, unethical, or illegal?
No.
Is asking you to raise the child he wants to give you in his religion, is that immoral, unethical, or illegal?
No, it just gives me an uncomfortable feeling because...
Therefore, it's a deal-breaker. Yeah.
Okay.
You want to be respected in the area of service and love of God.
My concern is screwing up a child.
I just said it.
Your child
will accept what you accept, but you have not agreed to his conditions. You want him to respect you in the area of religion.
So how would respecting him be following his religion?
Yes, with the child, not with you. He already gave you permission to go to your religion, did he not?
Okay, so then if I'm being respectful of him, I... just follow however he wants to raise the child and in this situation of religion.
How long have you dated him?
It's 1 year and 2 weeks since we met. Our 1 year of boyfriend-girlfriend is on the 30th.
And are you monogamous, continuous, and long-term?
Absolutely.
Is he replaceable?
For 51% valuable, he's probably 99% valuable, and this is probably 1%. I'm trying to foresee it being bigger, but if you're replaceable,
I don't need someone
99%. Like I could have a guy a quarter of his good qualities, and I'd still be way ahead of everybody else. So, in essence,
I understand that, but you haven't made a decision about respecting him. He's not asking you to do anything immoral, unethical, or illegal. To be very honest, God, I'm sure, enjoys all the services that all religions give.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing is you're putting the child you don't have ahead of your husband even before you marry him. And I'm telling you, that's a major problem. If he's,
well, that's why I'm asking you. It's because I've never been in a situation. Well, so that's why I'm asking him.
Well, I'm telling you, your child will flourish if you give its father respect. He will cherish you.
Okay.
But he has the right to be respected, you see, in order to cherish you.
Okay.
Is he worth your child's religious choices? Because your child will ultimately choose its religion one way or the other, no matter what.
Correct. And I know that happened. And it's only because the way I was raised by a masculine father, feminine mother, but I was raised in a very structured religious home, not overbearing, but that's the only way I know, and it worked for me. And
then
it worked
why
for people
don't
I know.
You go to that church and find a husband?
Well, I've tried. But yeah, no, I've tried. It's, for some reason, I haven't encountered anyone.
Then why don't you try a new way?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Do you
that's why
want
I'm calling you.
To become a convert to his religion?
No, but I could probably respect him in this category as well. I just hadn't tried. He's not super.
Okay.
It's sort of his own religion. It's not even the Hindu thing. It's just a sort of like all-encompassing belief in everything. And my question to him is, how does he want to play that out? Probably is like what does that look like to you?
He's not. Remember, he's asking for what he wants. He wants his children raised in his religion.
No, he hasn't told me. He doesn't even go to the temple himself. He's just said, I don't want to force them.
That.
I don't want them to go to...
No, darling.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want his child raised in your religion. I'll switch it.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
You got it. Yep.
That's called disrespect for you, right?
Well, no, I don't view it that way, but... That's what you're calling it.
Wait a minute.
I'm not looking for
how come
time.
I hear it that way? What you're saying is that this is a deal breaker event, and you're going to use Pat Allen's Men Need to Cherish Women as a sign that he's doing it wrong.
No, no, that's why I'm asking you, is because I want to hear it the other way, because I don't know another
you,
way.
I want the answer. Do you want to be a wife first or a mother first?
Yeah, wife, and I'll try it. I'll see how it goes.
But
I can do my best.
Wife?
No, I won't, because if I start to feel that way at all, I will have to renegotiate something.
You will start if you find that you're resentful that he didn't respect your wishes that the child either be raised in both religions or in your religion, you'll be doing the same thing. Two people wanting respect will end up with a divorce.
Correct. I agree.
So, why won't you convert to his religion?
Well, that's essentially what this respecting him would look like, is following
his
leadership around that. Yeah, whatever this religion he's made up in his mind.
That's exactly right. How do you feel about simplifying the question by converting to his religion?
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying it's a appointment and question that I would need to know what he does want so that I can follow it. Because right now it's very undefined.
It's because
that's not his way.
No, the baby is not here. The baby is what's going to cause this to become a deal breaker problem.
Okay.
So would you like to offer him conversion to his religion if you have a baby or two?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like that's the way to respect him. That's what you're telling me.
That is the way, because whether we like it or not, politics and religion are personal decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see?
Yes. Well, that's great.
Maybe after the child is 3 years old, you may ask him to visit various religions on a Sunday or a Friday or whenever, in order to start exposing your children to religions.
Okay.
Do you see?
Yeah.
My guess is if you converted to his religion to solidify your family system, he might feel respected enough to let the children explore religions for choices when they're, you know, able to go to a service.
Okay. Would you mind if I ask you a question about your personal life regarding this?
No, I wouldn't mind that a bit.
Okay. So I've heard you talk about you were with the pastor and you were with a Catholic man and all this. So in your experience, is that how you played it out? As you would, when you were being a cherished woman, respecting of your husband, is that how you would play it out? Or did you have the opposite experience where it did blow up?
I am at this moment a baptized Catholic, a baptized Mormon, an ordained non-denominational minister, because the guy that supervised my doctoral work was a minister and a chief at a university. He was suited for many levels. I'm a Kriyaban Yoga, Paramahansa Yogananda, and my children were raised Catholic, but they have never been ordered to be Catholic.
Right.
Do you understand? Because I choose to believe personally that every religion has a message.
Okay.
And so for that reason, and if you'll notice, I did not use my personal life to intimidate you, indoctrinate you, or convert you to any religion. I'm really doing the work to help the children make the choice.
Yeah.
And that's why, if I was with a husband, I've been married four times. You have to learn what you need to know. Yeah. I've explored so many right and wrong and whatever things that I believe in tracking down my interests and allowing the people I love to do it when they're capable.
Okay.
You see? So you have magically picked a human being who would give you the answer I gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see? Which is not a common answer for how do you handle religions.
Okay.
So, and you have the right.
So,
you have the right to banish him as non-negotiable. You have the right to pretend you'll tolerate him, and every Sunday or every baby or whatever you set up, you will fight over, why can't you let me take that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I don't want. Because we get along very well.
My advice to you is either replace him, do you see, or respect him.
Okay. But so another question, as Dr. Pat, what do you think, in your masculine, about a child not being brought up with a religion? Or any, when I say religion, any sort of faith or belief system, do you believe as a
family? I want to tell you that spirituality is the one universal commodity that helps people face pain. I would never, ever marry a person that didn't believe in God or have some spiritual programs. No, that's been proven psychologically as a major asset to help human beings live a normal, painful, pleasurable life. So that's why I would not be with the person that didn't believe in God and have some kind of practice. Which I don't care what they're practicing, because I'm probably already ordained in it. With that in mind.
And
all right, have
as
I answered
a couple,
your questions?
Yes, I might have one more that's related.
I'm not going to answer
couple,
it because we have other people.
Oh, well, thank you. I so appreciate your time.
Good. I appreciate your delicate question, but I do want to deal with another person.
Okay. I can probably figure it out. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Surely.
Bye, caller. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Very interesting.
Now,
and
Kelly.
I think, Dr. Allen, that you're right with respect to that, although I wonder and I question you on the conceptual idea of unequally yoked. What happens when they're, I mean, as far as I can see, if two people don't have some sort of commonality with their spirituality or faith, that it seems to me like it could be a constant battle, you know, like you picture like good and evil or God and the devil or whatever, and this battle for, you know, supremacy or...
No, Alan, I explained that if she doesn't handle it and get rid of him and replace him or submit. No, I already dealt with that with her.
Yeah.
Is that you and I know that the Sundays will be frozen like ice cubes.
Oh, yeah. And I think that there's another aspect to it, too, with respect to extended family and you know.
Oh, God. That's why I asked her how many times. Are you wanting to be a wife first or a mother first?
Yeah, it's.
And she said, "Oh, I want to be a wife. He's good. He's better than 51 or whatever he is."
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I do.
I had to be careful that I kept and maintained my integrity.
Well, you, Dr. Allen, have a great deal of integrity, and I.
Yes, but when she said, do you mind if I ask you if you a personal question? I knew what the question was going to be because I've lived the answer. Now I'm going to tell the audience and you, Kelly, one of the most sensitive couples I dealt with. Picture this. A man and a woman are married, and he has casual sex with someone, and gets HIV.
Mm. Yeah.
And he gives it to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she loved him. Do you understand?
Yes.
And he committed to monogamy and, you know, whatever. He didn't wake up one day and say, I'm going to go get some HIV.
Right, right.
Do you know what that woman did? And if she's listening, I was so impressed.
Tell me.
She became a foster mother tending to babies that were given HIV.
Wow. Wow, Dr. Allen.
She and her husband worked through the horrible mistake he made and turned it into a spiritual blessing.
Amazing. That's amazing, Dr. Allen.
And that's what I did on this session. Do you understand?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. That's amazing.
There's no right or wrong answer. She just needs to be either a wife that respects him in spite of, mm-hmm. or she needs to be a mother who cherishes her children and has to not marry him.
Right. Wow.
Or she does it his way. I gave her a solution. If she respects him and she says to him sometime, honey, I want to ask you for something that you may or may not want to give me. Are mm-hmm. you willing to hear my request? Yes. We've been married 15 years. We have a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old. I really want to know if you would allow me to take our children to various services to expose them. I have appreciated becoming a converted Hindu. I really have. Even if you're not that well performing, you don't like to go as often as I do, but I've demonstrated your childhood religion to our children.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think about me asking you for permission to take them to a Jewish, a Catholic, a Mormon, a non-denominational, Presbyterian, so that they might, before they leave home, have a sense of religions?
Yeah, I think that would be, I think that would be so acceptable and very fair.
But that's something that you have to know. See, you and I both know how strict families can be about religion and politics.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
So it may very easily be the price tag of losing your family, birth family, mm-hmm. too great. Well, then replace the family or replace the man, one or the other.
Right. Like she said, you can't eat your cake and have it too.
That's right.
I think we might have another caller on. Hey, caller, are you live with us on the air?
Hi, yes, I am.
Hi, you have a question.
I do. I have an update and a question.
Beautiful.
Oh, good. You got an update. We like those.
Okay. Yeah, I called a couple of weeks ago. I was the person that had connected with an author only on Instagram initially, and then I was going to go to his book reading event, and you'd suggested posting something on Instagram that I could then introduce myself that way and give him my card so that he would be able to recognize me. So anyway, I went to the event and actually, instead of giving him my card, I actually made a drawing, a piece of artwork that was based on the book that he wrote that I liked. And
you made a drawing of what? I didn't get what you drew.
It was a piece of artwork based on the book, his book that he wrote. So it was inspired by that.
Oh, I see. Are you an artist?
Yeah.
Okay, so you did something that was almost professional.
Yeah. And then on the back,
you
I had
showed your artistic skills.
Yes.
And then you
on
gave
the back,
him that artwork.
I gave him that artwork, and it had my information on the back. I was so nervous. I was practically shaking. but I did.
Honey, I'm going to say something right now. Listen to what I'm going to say. Feelings aren't negotiable.
Yeah.
The only thing that negotiates feelings are drugs, meds, murder, or suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Your thinking is negotiable. Your speaking is negotiable. Your actions are negotiable. And the secret of a well-lived life is have lots of problems and handle them. How do you like them apples?
I like it. I felt
so
very
what
triumphant.
What I'm doing is I'm commending you for drawing the picture, putting your name and phone number on it, and giving it to him as a way to have him remember your face, remember your art, remember your phone number. Do you see what I'm saying? But you were scared to create this scene. But you did it anyway. And that's what I do for people. I help them. Did you listen to the last caller?
Yes, I did.
Did you see the work we did?
Yes, with the religions.
And do you see it was based on a painful future choice?
Hmm.
You see? So everything worth doing probably started out with a problem or a pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because people that avoid solving problems and using drugs, using, you know, murder, suicide as an escape, are not helping themselves grow up into human spiritual creatures. So what did he do with your flag?
Oh, he was very gracious. He did recognize me, and he was so nice. And actually, I think he would have talked longer, but I was so nervous. I was like, I gotta get out of here. But he was very, very nice. And then the next morning, he messaged me and thanked me. And then he said, "Do you mind?"
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
But I know. I was dancing around. And he also said, "Do you mind if I post this artwork on my Instagram for his friends?" And I said, "That would be great."
Do you literally listen to what you're saying? Do you know what you're doing? You're validating my work.
Mm. Yeah.
I am not an emotive therapist. I'm a cognitive behavioral transactional analyst. I'm an addiction specialist in alcoholism and sexual addictions, which always go together. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know if I would go to me if I was a client. I want more love. But my therapists have loved me well, and I've gotten where I'm at now, and I like where I'm at. but I'm telling you how to go through it. Do you see? And what I'm wanting you to see is you had the courage to creatively, artistically, spiritually, pragmatically call me. Do you see? You apparently respect me. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yep.
Because you know I don't mind causing pain, do I?
Yes, that's true.
And the reason I don't have any problem handling your pain is I handle my pain.
Mm.
Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't always get what I want, but I am very proud of myself for doing, you know how to figure out what God's will is? Do everything you can to get what you want. And if you don't get it, that's God's will.
Yeah.
But if you don't do everything to get what you want, every phone call, every picture to draw, every scary feeling to handle, every doctor to go to, every therapist, if you don't do everything that you intuitively know it will help you because you're scared, mm-hmm. once you don't do everything, you sabotaged.
Yeah, and there was that moment, there were actually many moments before I was going to leave where there was just, it was so difficult. All these difficulties were coming up, including my own feelings, and I just thought, I just have to do this. Even if nothing happens, I have to do this.
That's what I'm saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're afraid to do something that's moral, ethical, and legal to get what you want, and you don't do it, that wasn't God that shorted you out. It was you.
Yeah.
So he called you, and what did he say? He asked to use your artwork.
Yeah, he just sent me a message, actually, and, thanked me and asked to use my artwork. And, and I haven't heard anything yet again, but he's been traveling. So, but I'm just perfectly happy from that. So I think anything else would be great. But I'm perfectly happy to wait and see.
That's right. You've had a beautiful, intimate experience with him. It may never happen again, or it may mm-hmm. be the beginning of something happening. That's not our business. That's reality.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. And I do have a question about somebody else entirely.
What's your question?
So, a man is dating me. We started out as friends years ago.
Is this a new man? A new man?
Yeah. He's new, and I've known him from college, but he's new in my life.
Okay. All right.
And I have to say that you do have to wait to the third date to feel the chemistry, because I wasn't really feeling it. And I was like, okay, I'll go on the third date. And then it was like, boom, it just went off.
You know what? That's very common. It's very, very common. For women in particular, men have a tendency, their bodies, their penises usually flag them when they're chemically interested. You know what I mean?
I do.
But we women often, especially today in our world of women or men, we often don't honor our feelings because we're afraid or whatever we're doing. You see?
Yeah.
And what happens is we don't give a man a chance. It takes three dates to see if perhaps you can bubble up some chemistry because you have pick men with your intuition instead of your instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Do you pick men with your eyes or your ears?
Mostly it's how they make me feel. So it's what, you know, they have to look
nice looking. You're an artist. Now, artists usually use their eyes to pick things. Is that
I mean, they don't have to be perfect or anything, but I do have to enjoy aspects of how they look, at least their face or, you know, something.
All right. But with this man that you're attracted to, you didn't have it for the first date, and it didn't show up third date.
Yeah, because I was visually attracted to him, and I thought, oh, he's really nice, but the thing is, I kept saying to myself, I think maybe he's just nervous because he could not stop talking about all kinds of problems. And
I got news for you. He was a normal human being who was afraid, but he came after you just the way I said. And his reward is, are you dating him now?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been really nice.
Has he asked you to be a girlfriend or to have sex or anything?
Yeah, I mean, we had the sex conversation. He was very gentlemanly about
that. And you told him what? There might be a newcomer on the phone. What did you tell him when he asked to put his penis in your mouth, your anus, or your vagina?
So, you know, we were getting kind of intimate, and then he says, well, what do you want? And I said, well, this is just fine right now, you know, because we were just kissing and cuddling, and I said, maybe this is a good time to tell you, you know, I don't have casual sex.
Oh, that's great. How respectful.
Yeah.
So did you tell him?
I said, I don't have intercourse until I'm in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. And he said, I don't either.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. It was really nice. Very easy.
So are you in a committed relationship with this human being?
Well, I think he might be working up to that, but I'm actually not sure myself because
Are you having intercourse? Are you having intercourse?
Oh, no. No, I'm not having intercourse with anybody. No, I'm not having intercourse with anybody.
Okay. Until when?
I don't really have a time. I don't have a time limit, but I think I wouldn't consider that until we've talked about being in a monogamous, committed relationship. And even then, it would just be more when I feel comfortable.
How can somebody prove that?
Mm.
Why are you holding him back?
Do you want to be engaged?
Wait a minute. Do you want to be engaged when you have your first intercourse? Do you want to be married?
No. I don't need to be engaged or married.
Okay, you need to be engaged or married. Well, I suggest engaged.
No.
I
said no, I don't need to be engaged or married.
Then what Raquel is going to get you to make love to him? What is it going to take? Are you going to need to be drunk?
No, I just want to feel like we're compatible and that I
see
a future with him.
Wait a minute. Being sexual is one of the major forms of compatibility. Foreplay with him? Do you like playing with him? Foreplay?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you see any reason not to marry him?
I don't really think I'm sure about any of that stuff. It's too early. I've only been with 4 days.
Wait a minute. Where did you learn too early? What's too early? I want to hear something. Have you ever been molested by anybody?
Well, from listening to your show, your definition is, sexually stimulated from a young age, not necessarily touched.
Do you understand that you may be phobic? I'm going to warn you about something. If you use that illegal bad event to keep a good man distant, you've sabotaged nature. So, do you believe, have you been to a therapist for the molestation?
Well, it's come up in therapy. I don't currently go to therapy.
But you're showing me symptoms. Do you understand what you're saying is, see, I've given you options. If you need to be engaged and then do premarital counseling for time, space, money, and play, if you've read Getting to I Do, see, it's not normal for you to say, we've made out, we've gotten comfortable with that, but I want to feel passion for him sexually. Isn't that right?
I'm not sure what you're asking me exactly.
I'm asking you, what does he have to show you that would allow you to make love with him? Because I hear that, was it a man or a woman that molested you?
Definitely men. The experiences with male family
members. Is it more than once? Have you been molested more than once?
Not something I'm used to talking about.
What?
Oh, I'm not that comfortable talking about this.
I'm concerned that what you're doing is not allowing yourself to build a real relationship with this human being, even when you want to be engaged or whatever you want, that you are waiting for your feelings. Do you know what you're doing is you're pushing him away until he goes away. Then the chances are you will regret pushing him away. Have you ever done that to any man?
How am I pushing him away?
Because you make them wait too long. Have you ever lost a man you wanted because you pushed him away?
Well, usually I'm not waiting very long, and so I'm not doing that this time.
You what?
I'm getting a bit confused. I'm saying I don't usually wait that long, so this time I'm...
Why are you waiting long?
Because I don't really know him yet.
What?
Because I don't really know him very well yet. I mean, we've only known each other he's only been in contact for about a month or so.
I fully understand that. So, when you dated other men, how long did it take for you to know you loved them, and where did they go?
So many different experiences, really.
Would you have make love with him if he would put an engagement ring on your finger.
No, I don't really think about engagement or marriage very much.
Are you simply wanting a casual boyfriend?
No, I think of a long-term partner.
You want to be not married? No kids?
Yeah.
You don't want any kids?
No, I don't want any kids. I was married when I was very young, so I'm not really
okay. What happened to that marriage? What happened to that marriage?
I got married when I was 19, and then I divorced him when I was about 23.
For what reason?
I wasn't in love with him. He was very controlling. I wasn't happy.
Do you want to be respected by your man or cherished?
Cherished.
Okay. So does this man cherish you?
Yeah. So far, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Do you see the possibility for people like you, I'd like you to get engaged even though you don't get married. Do you know the reason for that? Other men see your ring.
Mm.
Would you please do something? Would you please let him know that when you're comfortable making love to him, you want an engagement ring, but you don't need to be married?
Hmm. Well, I have to think about that one.
What?
Oh, we'd have to think about that.
What's wrong with that? That would fit into your needs.
Yeah. I just don't really think about wedding rings and engagement rings and stuff.
The engagement ring would flag other men to stay away from you. They would tell, the ring would tell you that you belong to somebody. It would tell him that you're his woman. And you still don't have to get married.
Mm. I see what you're saying.
Would you consider that?
Yeah, I'll definitely think about it.
Good. Then I've achieved my goal. Okay?
Thank you, caller, so much.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. Indeed. I sensed a bit of trepidation and confusion there with her at first.
But could you hear the logic? Could you hear what I was saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hello?
That was awesome. Oh, hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so excited.
You're welcome. We appreciate you. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a show.
Oh, thank you. First of all, I just have a small statement to make prior to my question. My statement is that, I grew up in Brazil with an drug-addicted father, very abusive, and with a lovely mom, but didn't know better, and it was a doormat. And I have been through so many struggles, and I'm so eternally grateful to Dr. Pat Allen's teachings. I feel I have like another mom. I have learned so much from this radio show, from the books, and I hope when I have my future children, I can pass those teachings. I teach all of your teachings. I pass on to my girlfriends. I have been able even to help my mom. She is in a lovely relationship now. So I just want to thank you for the marvelous work that you do.
That's so wonderful. Have you read my last book? It's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe.
I actually ordered it, but I live in Europe, so it hasn't arrived, but it's on the way. It's the only book I haven't read it yet. Yes.
Well, then you just read it, because it's a summary of all the work that I've done, and I thought maybe, you know, you hadn't read it because you hadn't got a hold of it. So thank you so much for your confirmation of the value that you've gotten. I wish I had known what I teach now when I was young.
I've been doing this now
for 48 years. I'm 85 years old.
Amazing. Amazing. Oh, I'm so excited I got on the show. Actually, this is my situation, just a little bit of a background.
What's your question?
Okay, I was married for close to 6 years. I got married relatively young to the love of my life. We were really happy, but I didn't know your teachings back then. You know, I was trying to do my very best, but I was very masculine, and I was mothering my husband a lot because this is what I didn't have a cherishing
father. You were not
going
to be like your mother. You were not going to be like your mother.
Yes, but at the same time, I also picked a husband with certain traces of my father. I mean, he liked to have a drink, which I thought it wasn't really a big deal, and he was very immature, and I think I was in that role of Wendy, right? And
yes, Wendy with Peter Pan.
Peter Pan, exactly. And even though it was a lot of love and a lot of chemistry, and, you know, I made my mistakes, he definitely made his. And we separated when it was actually in the beginning of the separation, almost 2 years ago. As you said, it takes 2 years to really, you know, to get over this broken heart of a, you know, end of a relationship. But I'm very grateful, because I think through this pain, I got the chance to really work on me. And
good.
Yes, so I see this as a blessing today, because maybe if it wouldn't be for this, I would be a Wendy for the rest of my life. So, yes, in the end of the relationship, he started drinking a whole lot. And with it, he started to be very distant. Our relationship just shift. He started to be very distant.
You know, when men drink, they knock out their intuition. When women drink, they knock out their sensation. So men do stupid things and women do stupid things under the influence. So your marriage fell apart.
Yes, and he did that. He did the stupid thing, and he actually was his, I didn't know how to help, how to do. As always, I blamed myself. I thought it was something I did wrong, you know, treasures of my childhood. And he said, I have to break up with you, because I can't stand to see you suffering. So one year and 7 months have passed. He stopped the smoking. He is now not drinking, and we are friends. We keep in contact, and he's doing, you know, each day better for himself. I do believe he loves me.
Do you have any children with him?
No, we didn't have children. It was a dream of mine, but he was never ready. And of course, in the end, in the last year, as the situation progressed, I was not very excited to have children because of the situation.
Okay.
I never want to put them to the same thing I went through, right? So now my question is,
what
we have
it?
this what to do when your ex-husband is in your life, very present.
Yes.
He's my, you know, my, I would say, I think he will be forever my best friend, but at the same time, I want a marriage. I want, I understand it takes maybe, is a long road to, you know, to, for him to work on his issues, but I'm now finally free to be his mama and to fix his issues for him. He has to do this on him, his own, and that's what he's doing.
Except, but you cannot live with him unless you have an agreement for time, space, money, and play. That's chapter 14 in the book, mm-hmm. Getting to I Do. Have you tried to negotiate with him?
I'm not sure how to navigate this because I didn't want... He will see, we will see each other. We were not sexual at all. He will say, he loves me, blah, blah, blah. I'm the most important person of his life, but he doesn't want to ever hurt me or disappoint me. But it's almost 2 years now, and I want to build something, right? Even though I love him very much, I can't do this. I cannot. So what can I say to him?
Say to him, I will demonstrate it.
Please.
I'm just going to call him dear.
Okay.
Dear, I want to talk to you. You're him.
Yes.
And I'm you.
Okay.
Dear, I want to talk to you about our relationship. Is it convenient for you to listen to me, hopefully today? What would he say to that?
He would say, yes, sure, you can tell me now. Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have so appreciated the work you've done to improve your behavior. It's wonderful, even if we aren't sexual.
Mm-hmm.
But the
mm-hmm.
truth of the matter is, I want to be genuinely married to a man who can make love to me. And who is sober and responsible. But I love you to such a degree that I'm not attracted to anyone else.
Yes, so that's so
I'm going to stop talking to you. I'm going to stop seeing you. I'm not going to taste you, touch you, smell you, see you, or hear you for 2 years. While I look for my husband.
Wow.
If you want to switch into a real relationship, marriage bound, I am more than willing to go to a therapist, a sex tantric yoga, which is a form of ancient sex therapy in yoga world. But until then, I am not going to torture my body by being near you, loving you, but not being able to be in love with you. What do you think of that, sir? What would he say to you?
I think he would say that, I think he would be quiet first, and then he would say, I just want you to be happy. You have to do the best for yourself. I just, what will be, you have to trust. And then I would not contact him at all because I don't. It always comes from him. And then 1 week later, maybe 2 weeks, he would start calling.
You have to give him 8 weeks to ruminate a decision. Think, feel. You must give him time. If he doesn't reach out to you,
are
you willing to let this man who you love very much, but who is unwilling to be your husband, are you willing to give up your sexuality so that you can keep him in your life?
What? Yes, I mean, I have already for almost 2 years, but it's just that I feel I can't move on because it's this constant.
Listen to me.
Hope.
Moving on. Listen to what I'm going to say.
Yes.
When you love a man, your body bonds to him, oxytocin bonded, and because of that, if he contacts you within that 8 weeks, you keep remarrying him with chemistry between your body and his body, and that only requires that you taste him, touch him, smell him, see him, and hear him. Do you understand you have to do exactly the same thing that a heroin addict does, an alcoholic?
My God, yes. It feels like that. It feels like that. Yes.
I'm telling you, it's addiction. Your body chemistry will keep people together past 3 years when normal people that jump into a marriage quickly that's not well built, they can do 3 years and then they have to split. But if you've got chemistry for somebody, you can keep doing those 3 years over and over and over again, but you're not married. You're
no, I definitely don't want to do it. Yes,
so
and I want a real marriage and a beautiful life and build a family and have all the...
Are you willing
to
imitate what I said? Make an appointment.
I will do that.
Him.
Yes.
Tell him you
I will listen
him,
to this recording again
what?
And I will...
What did you say?
I said I will listen to this record to make sure that I listen to your demonstration.
Did you,
and yes,
have you
I will
recorded
do this.
This session?
Yes, I will. I will listen to when the show is over. I will be able to download it.
Please, dear woman, you've worked so hard to help him become a good human being.
Yeah.
I want you to see if he can become a husband.
Yes. Okay.
So will you do that?
Yes, I will. I will definitely do that. Yes. And. Okay, so I have to make the appointment. Do I have to see him in person, or I can do that over the phone?
No, you can't do it over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You can,
yes.
You know, see, is he far away? Is he in another country?
No, he's not. We live in the same city. Yes.
And does he come to your house or to your place?
Yes, all the time. And actually, every time I did this 8 week stop contact, and it's like he smells, you know, like whenever I'm in a social gathering, I'm not interested in anyone else, but whenever someone approaches me or, you know, that I start to just to feel, you know, like in like alive, let's put it this way, like attractive, you know, as a woman, because I mean, it's very funny because I work as a TV
Are you
presenter.
Approaching
yeah?
him? Are you approaching him or is he approaching you?
No, not anymore. He's approaching me, and he's actually every time he's like, he gets very jealous and territorial of me. But he was not going to give me a marriage, so it's very odd. And also, used to have a really good sex life and everything else.
I know you did. I know
when
you
he
did.
Started drinking, he starts shifting.
When he gets 30 inches near you, he sees love in your eyes, and he knows you've married him again. You marry him every time you smell him.
Okay.
Every single, it's pheromones.
So
it's
no more smell, no more contact. I would tell him what you demonstrate, and then no contact whatsoever.
Look up tantric yoga.
Okay.
As a way to start becoming sensually, sexually... You know, they don't teach you how to have sex. They teach you how to love and how to communicate.
Yes.
But
yes.
I want you to understand you marry him regularly.
I see.
Okay.
I see. Okay. Okay. Well, I will go. I will do that, and I will report. And again, thanks. Thanks to you, and thanks, Kelly. I love your soothing voice, and thank you so much for this radio show.
Good luck. So sweet. Please call us back and let us know.
I will. Have a lovely, I don't know what time is it. Is that afternoon there? Here it's very late as well. So
it's 5 o'clock and we're in Pacific Standard Time.
Okay, so have a lovely afternoon, ladies, and thank you so much for all marvelous work you do. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Wow, how wonderful. She is, I believe, what did she say, Brazil or Spain?
What?
I think she's either in Brazil or Spain.
Who knows? Somewhere on this planet.
Exactly. Okay, let's see what we've got going. Oh, we've got another caller. Awesome. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I was wondering, this man is dating me, or we're now, like I said, we're in a committed relationship. And the one thing I have that is difficult is that, like, if I try, I share my feelings with him, and then he always shares the feeling back. You know, he doesn't really know the Pat Allen stuff. So
What's wrong with that?
Oh, it just feels weird, you know, like in your system where the woman shares the feeling and the man shares his thinking, but I say, like, you know, I felt sad when such and such happened, and then he said, well, I feel sad when such and such happened. So I feel like two women.
All right. Are you telling me that he calls you or you call him?
He calls me mostly. We have came up with
that's
that
when
he
he's masculine. Does he pick the restaurant or do you pick the restaurant?
Usually him, or he might say, you know, what do you think about this one or that one? And I'll try to answer with a feeling. Or I feel good.
Well, you're supposed to answer with the feelings. That's right. I haven't heard. Does he kiss you or do you kiss him?
I guess mostly him kissing me.
I haven't heard anything that he's doing feminine. What you're saying is, you're saying you tell him when you're in pain. I'm in pain. I don't like what you did there. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like, you know, if he, you know, didn't call me or said something hurtful, and I say, you know, that I really felt sad when that happened, you know. And he'll say, like, have another thing. Well, I felt sad when you blah, blah, blah.
So what you're saying is, when you're in pain, you share your pain with him. Do you use my tools?
Yeah, I try to. Sometimes I forget in the moment.
Using my tools would mean I have something to say to you that may be painful. When would it be convenient for you to hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have said stuff like that.
You're not good or you are good?
Yeah, I do that.
What?
Oh, sorry, go ahead. Am I good at?
Well, I'm just trying to find out if you dump your negative feelings on him without his permission and he responds back with feelings.
I guess sometimes, but usually I do try to make an appointment, like you said, you know.
What do you mean you try to make an appointment? If he doesn't make an appointment, you can't share your feelings. Raise your right hand. Raise your right hand.
Okay.
I promise.
I promise.
On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect my man.
To respect my man.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
And could teach him how to be a man.
And could teach him how to be a man.
Furthermore.
Furthermore.
I promise.
I promise.
Never.
Never.
To teach.
To teach.
Preach.
Preach.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Moan.
Moan. Moan.
Or question him.
Or question him.
Without his permission.
Without his permission.
Unless I have to call the police.
Unless I have to call the police.
A doctor.
A doctor.
Or a lawyer.
Or a lawyer.
First.
First.
Now, I'm going to show you. What would be a typical thing you would say to him that he would respond with his feelings? You be him and I'll be the new you.
Oh, okay. So I'd like to talk to you about something that might be uncomfortable. When would be a good time? Hopefully today.
Okay, today. What is it? I'm him.
Okay. I wanted to share with you.
Oh, wait, I'll even do it worse.
Oh,
I don't want to hear about your pain. I want to talk about my pain.
Okay. Oh, I feel sad to hear that. I don't know what I was saying. I feel sad
because
that you don't want to hear my pain.
If, yeah, but see, he has a right.
Oh,
what? How old a man is he?
Oh, yeah. 50. Yeah, 50.
And you know he's now living on estrogen. You do know that. He's periandropause.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Do
like
you
that.
Understand you cannot bitch, moan, teach, preach, question him without permission for the subject matter? And the convenient time. And if he doesn't give you permission to say it, or if he competes with you, you say you have every right not to listen to me.
Okay.
But it's turning me off. Is that what you want to do?
Well, that's a good one. He doesn't like that, if I ever say something's turning me off.
So now I'm going to be him, and you are going to try to talk to me in a painful way. So set it up. What would you say to him to tell him something? What is something he does that irritates you?
Well, the other day my car broke down and I texted him that my car broke down, and then he, you know, just wrote like a little bit of a text. Didn't seem like that excited to help or do anything.
So what did you expect of him? Are you engaged to him?
No, not engaged.
Are you a boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah, we're saying boyfriend, girlfriend.
How long have you dated him?
Like a month and a half.
Okay.
No intercourse.
And you wanted him to help pay for fixing your tire.
No, I just wanted him to like call me. You know, I thought it would be nice if he called me. You know, and he didn't. You know, he just sort of said, you know, if you need any help, let me know. But I guess that was probably enough, but it just seemed like by his text that, you know. And we
did he say that? Did he say, call me if you need me?
Yeah, and I guess I just took it the wrong way, even though there was nothing wrong with what he said, but I thought, I don't know, I guess
do
I just
understand
called me.
That you want to mother him into being a good son.
Oh, no, it's not good.
Now, here's how, let's take the broken tire. I'm going to be you, and I'm going to talk to you like you're him.
Okay.
Honey, my tire blew up and I don't have any money. What is it you wanted from him? Money?
No, I just wanted him to call me because I broke down on the side of the road. And then I was kind of afraid
that he didn't. You called him to call you. And he did not call you?
I just texted him. Yeah, I texted him. My car broke down. And then I was
just sad. Did he text you back?
Yes.
You were asked, you wanted him to come to you. Is that right?
Yeah, or call me, just like, are you okay? Or call me, you know.
No, dear, that's fathering. No, that's not. I'm going to be you calling him. Honey, my car has broke down, and I want to know if you'd be willing to come to me to help me deal with this. What do you think? What would he say to that?
Well, especially if I called him and said that clearly, he would probably say, okay, definitely, I'll be there.
Then why do you want him to mind read? You know the four signs of a bad communicator? Evasive.
Yeah.
And totally. this is what it sounds like. Let me hear if it is. Honey, my tire broke down. No question. Why didn't he ask me? Why didn't he come after me? Why didn't he father me? Because he's not your father.
Yeah.
Here's what a Pat Allen girl would say. Honey, my tire broke down. Is it possible for you to come and help me deal with this? Oh, you want to know where I'm at? And you're in a meeting? Okay. I'll call my car, what do they call that? American, you know,
AAA.
Do you have insurance? AAA? See, what I'm hearing, let me ask you, was your father a little boy or a generous, cherishing man?
Sort of in between. He wasn't really cherishing, but
it shows. Do you know what you're giving? You're giving this man a daddy bill.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I'm telling you, this is what a woman would say. Honey, I'm on the freeway. My tire blew up. I'm scared. Are you willing to come and help me with my tire? Yes or no? What would he say?
Yes.
Because
he said
he's a good man.
Yeah.
But do you understand? You have to ask for it specifically.
Yeah, I was definitely being evasive. And
what you want is you want a man that's, you want to be evasive. You don't want to ask for what you want. You want him to offer it. You want him to mind read you. You're making him pay your dad's bill. And you're abrupt.
Yeah.
I want you to use my tools. It's tool two. Honey, I have a need. Will you do this? Yes or no? If he says no, I can't do it. I'm in a meeting. You say, okay, I'll call AAA. Do you understand? You'll do what any woman would do when she's alone.
Yeah, that would make
the problem
so
I hear
fun.
For is this man is paying for your neglectful father.
Yeah.
Would you be willing not to do that?
Yes. Yeah, that really helps. Your advice.
Mind reading is not his skill.
Yeah, that really makes sense. What I was doing.
Make an appointment to ask him. I have a request to make of you. You can say yes or no, but I want to. My tire's doing this. would you be willing to come down? He may say yes and he may say no. Mm-hmm. But that's the best he can do.
Yeah, that's so much more clear and healthy.
You see?
Thank you so much.
So, are you willing to do that?
Yes, definitely. That's why I want to learn to communicate better.
I'm him. You're you. Your tire's blown. Call me now. What do you say?
No.
Yoo-hoo. Are you there?
No.
Ask me for help, please, using my tool.
Broke down on the side of the road, and I just wondered if you could come down here to help me deal with this situation.
You know what? I really appreciate that, but I'm over on the other side of town. What do you think about calling AAA?
Okay, I could do that.
Or if you're willing to sit in your car locked up, it's not dark yet, are you willing to sit there? I can probably get to you in an hour.
Okay, I could do that. Yeah, I just felt scared, so that's why I called you.
Now, did you hear how you did it? You told him what you needed, asked him if he could do it, and negotiated with him for whatever could be done.
Yeah, that seems so much more sane.
But what you're doing, here's what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're saying, my tire broke down. He said, so? You know what I mean?
I know.
You didn't ask him.
Yeah. I know, I felt like sad to ask.
All right,
him,
so that's the message of today. Please,
yes,
make
it.
An appointment and ask him for what you want. Okay?
Okay, I will, definitely. Thank you so much, Pat Allen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Isn't that interesting how, you know, the book by Linda Lenner, and it's called Wounded Woman, is about the effect of father on his daughter.
Hello?
Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen.
Yay! Hi, Dr. Allen.
What can I do for you?
Well, I have a short update, and then I have a couple of questions. So I was bonded and that I needed to stop talking to him unless he was willing to be my boyfriend. And so,
you want to know something? There was a lady a few people back that was doing that. Is I advised her to not taste, touch, smell, see, or hear him for two years. It takes 2 years to detox.
I was listening. I thought, that's the same thing that you told me several weeks ago. So my update with that was that I did it. I already told you that, and he was angry. But then I actually saw him at a local event, and he didn't seem angry. He didn't stop to talk to me, but he said hello and kept going. So that's what happened there. So
how long ago was that?
That was last Friday. So
he's got 8 weeks from every contact.
Okay. Now, you told me not to talk to him unless he was talking to me to be his girlfriend. So I wanted to ask you what I do if he does reach out and he still has his girlfriend.
If he reaches out, you always answer all reach outs. You don't taste him, touch him, smell him, see him, or hear him, but you don't reject him, his texts, his emails, his snail mails, his cards, his whatever he does that isn't smelling him.
Okay. So never, always respond.
And what would he call you for? Do you know?
There's no reason. There's no
Wouldn't
other reason.
He just want to talk to you? He just wants to speak to you?
Yeah, it would just be something like he just wanted to talk to me. But I don't see him doing it, but
Are you calling him?
Oh no. No, I actually disconnected social media from him, so I can't see him, or I can't follow him. I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, wow, you've really gone. Well, then have you totally given up on him?
Well, it was for my own. I felt better not being able to be able to have so much access to him. But yeah, I haven't totally given up on him. But I
Many times do you want to answer him? Once a week, twice a week? How many times?
Oh, I would answer him once a month.
And when he says, I want to see you, can't we be friends? This is stupid.
Then I would say, no, I can't see you. I my feelings are too strong for you.
I can't see you unless...
Unless, yeah. Unless you are wanting to work towards it. Unless we're negotiating a partnership, a mating bound relationship, consistency with consistency, longevity.
Why can't we be friends?
Yes, that's not possible.
That's too painful for me.
That's too painful for me. Okay.
So are you willing to answer him once every 4 weeks and go through the ritual of teaching him that you're not going to relate to him within 30 inches because it triggers you?
Oh, yes.
You have too
many feelings
for him.
Yes,
okay?
I would definitely do that. Now, to complicate matters,
what?
His friend has asked me out. We went to a bar and had dinner, and then he came over and watched a movie, and we have a date scheduled for this weekend. So
what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, but it's my first time having more than three dates. So it's my first time having more than one date. I have lots of first dates.
Are you attracted to, is your body, does your body like to be near his body?
Not as much as the first guy, but this guy,
guy you're addicted to, dear. That's we're trying to get you unglued.
Right. So this guy, yeah, he's cute. I mean, I would say yes. We have an attraction. I feel comfortable. I feel comfortable being
very
around
good.
Him.
Like, yeah. Then will you please date him?
Yes.
What I'm sensing is you feel guilty for betraying your addictive boyfriend.
Yes, I do. I feel guilty. I do.
Well, feel guilty and go on the date anyway.
Okay. So I will do that.
You know
that's
why you feel guilty? Because you're married to him spiritually and physically. That's nature doing its number.
Yes. Okay. That makes perfect sense. So as the longer that I'm away from the first guy, I will feel better about getting our divorce.
Then get the divorce, but it takes up to 2 years.
Okay, so I will work on that. Now, with the new guy, now he seems like he's 51% right now.
Good.
Now, he's not
excellent.
Up in the 75% range. 51%. I like him. He's fun. He has a job. You know, he has all the things. But I'm not sure, so what to do. Like, you've told me, or I've listened
about
many times.
About what? What is it you don't know what to do about?
Well, I know how to say on the third date, I don't have any chemistry, and if we go on, it's just
this. Well, are you wanting to say that to him?
No, I'm not, so I don't know. I don't want to lead him on, but I'm not 100% sure about...
Wait a minute, is he asking for intercourse?
Yes, and I have said no.
Okay.
And I told him
so
clearly that...
So what you say to him is, what you say to him is, I am turning on, but not enough to have intercourse. I will not have intercourse unless I'm pretty sure I want to be your girlfriend.
I've told him not exactly those words, but I've told him that I said, unless I was working towards something that I'm building. And he accepted that, and he continues to ask politely, but he's not pushing it, but other than asking me out. I mean, he's
falling in line. There's nothing wrong with that. I want you to learn to handle it. What you're doing is you're dating, which is not committed to man number one, but we don't want to be committed to man number one.
No, in fact, I had a date to man number two, and when man number one found out that I was...
do they have fits.
Yeah, he did. He did. He was like, well, I hope you had fun.
You want to know something?
Yeah.
If that man number one asked you to become engaged, would you do it?
No.
Pardon?
No. No, I would not. No, because one of the reasons why I'm not sure what his percentage is, because he's sort of a heavy drinker, he likes to gamble, and I'm not sure how to tell.
So he's an addictive personality, and you don't want to risk it. All right, then.
Right, but I don't know if he's willing to change that, like, because we've just met, and I don't know how much, I don't even know how to tell if it's a problem.
Oh,
like,
you're talking about man number two is a drinker, maybe.
Oh, man number two is not a drinker. Man number two is really not, he's probably not somebody that I would see again. Man number one.
Why can't we date him based on the fact that you're not ready to have intercourse? And that's that. Oh. If it's a deal breaker, too bad. Goodbye.
Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure that I was clear that I wasn't leading him on into something.
You're not leading him on. What you say is, you know what? I'm going to accept your dates because I am attracted to you, but I'm not going to have intercourse until I'm comfortable being your monogamous, continuous, long-term, maybe get married girlfriend.
Yes.
Got that?
Yep, that sounds great.
That's what you say to him.
Okay, all right, so let's say 6 or 7 dates or 10 dates or, you know,
how many dates. Chemistry,
what if I decide
chemistry.
That I don't like him at that point? Do I just say I'm not interested then? Or
no,
I've
dated you for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and I don't have the right amount of chemistry for you, and I don't want to lead you on, and I don't want to use you as a date bait. You know, pay for a meal kind of thing.
Right. Okay. So you can say that at any point during the time. It doesn't have to be at 3 dates.
Doesn't have to, not even slightly. You stay and check him out because I want you to be with somebody to help you get over number one.
Yes, yes. Okay. All right. That sounds great.
Good luck.
And then the last question, if he gets frustrated that he knows that I've gone on another date, but he doesn't say anything, I'm not supposed to take care of his feelings. He has to ask me, he has to be telling, like, I could tell that he was irritated that I was on this other date, but he didn't ask me to be his girlfriend, and he didn't ask me anything else. So
you can use one of my tools. I sense from the look on your face for your quietness that you're upset about something. Am I right?
Okay. Yes. And that gives him the opportunity.
What is it? I'm mad that you're dating other people. I'm not going to stop dating other people until I'm in a committed, monogamous, continuous, long-term relationship.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
Got it?
You answered all my questions. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Hi. I do have a question, actually.
Awesome.
How are you?
Awesome. We're awesome.
So I have a question. I've been kind of off and on with this dude for like 5.5 years. And five and a half years? I'm actually really surprised that you guys are calling back.
She's been with him for 5.5 years, Dr. Allen. Five and a half.
I haven't been like really with him. We haven't like properly ever dated, but we've always like, you know, been like together, see each other, spend time with each other, but never really dated. So
you're friends.
Yeah, we're friends, but we've had this like kind of like really kind of tumultuous, like I block him, you know, he's blocked me. We haven't talked to each other for a year up until like, you know, the end of last year. That's when we started talking to each other again. And then, you know, a few like arguments and stuff like that. And then we finally found like a kind of a middle point of like, okay, you know, we're pretty much not going to be out of each other's lives.
Hear a problem. I just hear two people having a fun friendship without goals.
Yeah, but I kind of like, you know, I've always like wanted to like have something with him. And you know,
you're the man. You want to be the man?
Not really. I know I've done it wrong. I've like discovered your book only like a few weeks ago.
Are you having intercourse with this man?
A month ago, yes. And then we haven't had it in like, you know, because of work and everything like that, we haven't had it like in a month and a half.
That's normal. Yeah. You have a lover. And that's who he is, your lover.
Yes. So, but I kind of want...
Is he your boyfriend?
I think I do, but I don't know. I'm not... I feel like we have this, like, you know, unfinished business. Because
Are you building anything?
Not really. I don't feel like we are. Because we've never really...
I hear that you have a little chemistry and that basically you're lovers. That's what I hear.
Yes, we are. But every time I want to like not do it with him, I just, you know, I just feel, okay, like he's gone. He's been out of the country for like a month. And
he's got 2 months between every contact. You are in his harem.
Okay, I don't want to be that. I want to be more than that because I feel like I'm so, you know, like he.
Can you please not date him until you're his girlfriend?
Right. So that's the problem. That has always been the problem. With me and him.
I know that, dear, but he's getting to you regularly. You are marrying him every time you smell him.
Right. So my question is, how do I not like see him without having this? Because we've been through this over and over again. I would say, like, you know, I don't want to see you. It's just too, you know, it's too painful. Where? I just want to start over. And then we'll end up like.
He wants to have sex with you.
Yes, that's obvious.
You're his lover. He's your lover.
Right, but I want to be his girlfriend.
Well, then cross your legs and don't let him in. No blowjobs, no anal, no vaginal, no in.
Right, okay, so I can't hang out with him either because he's going to do is do the same thing where he's like,
what you're saying is I am so addicted to this human being. I cannot say no to him. There is a group called Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. It's a division of AA. Please go there because you've got the problem. You're a love addict. You love him, and he wants your body.
Right. No, I understand that. And
I'm a therapist, and I'm telling you, you have a lover. He has a lover, and enjoy yourself. If you don't enjoy yourself, stop being a lover and cross your legs and set a standard. I'm not going to have intercourse with you unless I'm your monogamous girlfriend.
But I've said that to him before, and we didn't see each other for a whole year.
I got news for you. You're married to him physically.
There's really nothing I can do except for just let him go.
There's nothing you can do to get him to marry you because you're already married to him. He owns your body. You're bonded. Oxytocin. Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
I have. I'm on that. I've been reading it. But
what?
No, I haven't finished it. I said I've been reading it, but I have not finished it yet.
Well, it says, I have no problem with you being lovers. He's not raping you. He's periodically having sex with you.
So if I enjoy it, then I should just go for it?
What?
If I enjoy it, then I should just do what I'm doing. I don't know if I want him to be my boyfriend. I just want that experience.
Go look, if you want him for a lover, I have no problem with you having a lover. If you want him for a lover while you're hunting for your husband, don't give your husband sex, intercourse, oral, anal, or vaginal, unless you're his girlfriend at least.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I don't think I even want him as my boyfriend. I really don't think I even want him as my boyfriend because he's not giving me the love. I'm not being cherished by him, so I'm getting,
you enjoy him as a fellow animal. He's your lover.
That's fair. All right.
You understand?
And there's no way, there's no switching. Once he's my lover, he's just my lover. He's not going to want to be any kind of monogamous relationship.
I don't know, because you've never put him to the task. Well, you would stayed away from him for a year, but then you went back with him.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like you're addicted to him, and that's normal. That's nature.
Yeah, I think we're addicted to each other, pretty much.
Look, you're nice little bunny rabbits, and you're having a great fun time. But that isn't going to get you married to him. He's already married to you on a physical level.
Yep. Yeah.
But if you want to have him on the side while you hunt for your husband, don't do this with your husband.
I won't do it with my husband.
What?
I said I won't do it with my husband.
Good.
Yes. I've learned my lesson on this one.
Good. Then go hunting for your husband like a virtuous woman.
Okay. I will.
Thank you, Connor.
Good luck.
We're out of time. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anyone else is the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
True that. We love you, everyone. We'll be back with you next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Until then, be safe. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.